what the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz means for agriculture in a mixed day of trade on Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today News, powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. President Trump has announced a full U.S. Navy blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, heightening tensions in an already volatile region.
It just continues to make a bad situation worse for the global nitrogen markets. Every day that the Strait remains closed is a massive impact to supplies. Every day the Strait of Hormuz is closed down, it's a massive impact to the phosphate markets.
That's Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX.
We have never, ever seen anything anywhere close to this magnitude of an issue with global fertilizer supplies.
Linville notes that while most American farmers have their immediate spring needs met, the blockade is turning into a long-term threat that could stretch into 2027. The U.S. produces much of its own UAN and anhydrous, but it remains heavily dependent on imports for urea. Linville says when you look at what our imports were through March and what we think is coming for the month of April, he thinks we're in good shape.
I'd feel better if that stuff was actually sitting here, but we're in good shape. The big fear is, like, this week we've got an India tender that's going on. They're looking for 2.5 million tons. If their price is high enough, these vessels that are en route to the U.S. could easily be turned around and headed back to India if they're a higher payer. And that's what my biggest concern is. And that's why I keep saying we're in good shape, not great shape.
The final hurdle, though, isn't just getting the fertilizer to a U.S. port. It's getting it to the field. Domestic logistics from rail to river barges are now under the microscope. Linville warns that the window for error is closing as the side dress season approaches.
Every layer has its own dangers. And overall, the whole situation, it's rough for nitrogen. I think that we'll be okay. I think we're in good shape. But again, good can turn around very, very quickly.
Linville advises farmers to stay in constant contact with your suppliers as the blockade continues to reshape global trade routes.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Rain showers continue to work through the state today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Weather Update. We've got on again, off again rain showers predominantly over the lower Michigan area all the way through today, tonight, and I'm going to give you a large part of tomorrow. The UP may be mostly precipitation-free, but this is going to exacerbate some of these flooding issues that we have up in the Sheboygan and Gaylord area. We're going to continue to watch heavy rains to try and skirt those regions, and also now seeing good rains, probably anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch plus in southern parts of lower Michigan right on through tomorrow. So it's going to be a soggy couple of days here for sure. We follow that up with a completely dry Friday, but then rains come back overnight Friday night through Saturday, anywhere from another quarter to three quarters of an inch there. So we're inundated with moisture here in the short term. Behind it, we get quite cold to finish the weekend. Temperatures crater for Sunday. We've got frost and freeze conditions easily across the state of Michigan for Sunday night, and it could even be Monday night. Starting to see temperatures moderate a little bit next Tuesday. As the temperatures moderate, rains come back Wednesday, Thursday. Hit and miss action, mostly again over lower Michigan, but we won't rule it out anywhere. We see those on again, off again showers try and take hold all the way through the second half of the week. I think we try and dry down a little bit to start the weekend of the 25th, 26th, but probably only squeeze out Saturday as being dry. Rains come back Sunday the 26th, and all of this is happening in a massive cold air surge. Just don't get too excited about getting those plants out in the garden just yet. I'm Ryan Martin.
Time for markets on Michigan Ag Today. Final numbers from Tuesday coming in just moments. Right now, market analysis from Arlen Suderman at StoneX. He spoke yesterday with our Andy Eubank.
Markets all worked higher in the overnight and then at the start of the Tuesday session, Arlen. But soybeans retreat. Looks like another down day there with the grains posting some quiet gains. But overall, it appears not a whole lot of news to move markets either way right now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're seeing more movement in the wheat market. Soybeans have been in a crazy sideways trading range for the lead May contract between 1150 and 1175 for the last 4 weeks, periodically trying to probe above or below it, but then right back into it really quick. It seems like we see Brazil farmers selling as they're harvesting their crop anytime we poke above the 1175 area, but we get fresh buying come in because of the strength of the RVO program, the biofuel program, whenever we approach 1150. So that just seems to be the range, regardless of what crude oil or the grains are doing. That's the range we trade. We just got some life in and out led by Kansas City. I think that's a twofold story overall. One is a story that's being circulated on Wall Street that a global food crisis is imminent because of the fertilizer problem coming out of the Middle East as a result of the war. I do think that's a problem, but it's not imminent. That's something that plays out over time. That sets the stage for then the lower crop ratings that we got yesterday afternoon, showing the decline, continued deterioration of the crop in portions of the drought-stricken central and southern plains.
Arlen Suderman there, StoneX.com. Mixed trade on Tuesday, May corn up 2 3/4, 443. July up a penny and a half, 452.5. Deferred contracts, though, lower. Dees corn down a half point, 470.5. May soybeans down 4 1/4, 1158. Down 4 3/4 on the July, 1172 3/4. Novi beans off over a nickel, 1144. Chicago May wheat up 9 3/4, 592. And livestock, June live cattle up 290, 251.42. And June lean hogs down 67 to 102.45. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.